Hello, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. My name's Jesse, and this is Eliseo.
Hello, hello.
We're talking about football and fantasy for you guys. This is week three coming up. Week two was a crazy one. Injuries galore.
And that's the biggest news, I guess.
Biggest news. We had tons of injuries. You know, it was really crazy. But there's some good games. We had some good games. You know, we had the Dallas comeback.
That was incredible. Atlanta cannot close a game to save their lives. Like, they didn't learn their lesson from the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yep. And then the Monday night game, Raiders upsetting New Orleans.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was really awesome. And you know, Cincinnati, what do you think about the quarterback over there, Mr. Burrow?
I like him. I think he's gonna get better and better, you know, and I think his team isn't as good as everybody anticipated it to be, but he's doing his job, you know. He's doing well, and I think he'll get better and better, and then hopefully the team will get better and better because of him.
Yeah, and the Packers scored 42 points once again, so Aaron Rodgers is going off this year. All right, let's move into injury news.
Oh, son of a... That's going to leave a mark.
Yep, a lot of marks left this past week.
Yeah, a lot of marks left.
We have Saquon Barkley, the big one of the week.
That's definitely going to leave a mark on my team because he was my first pick of the draft, and there it went.
Torn ACL out for the season. Do you have his backup?
No.
Another one, Christian McCaffrey, another running back, high ankle sprain, probably out I think it was 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So if you have him, make sure you pick up his backup also this week. A lot of backups being picked up off the waivers this week. Drew Lock, sprained AC joint. You know, he started one game? Two games. That's it.
Yeah.
He's already hurt. Denver's not looking too well. Cortland Sutton, torn ACL.
Another one.
Raheem Mostert, sprained MCL. But not just him. He got Mostert. As if the 49ers didn't, you know, have enough injuries. You have him, Jimmy Garoppolo, high ankle sprain. You got Nick Bosa, who's tore his ACL. I mean, the Niners are having a tough
And Coleman
year.
Got hurt, too.
Coleman, wow.
Coleman, yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they're dropping like flies over there. We're going to tell you some pickups in a minute here and who you can pick up to maybe replace some of these guys. But it is definitely a tough weekend. It was a tough weekend for fantasy. Devontae Adams, another one, hamstring. I don't know. Who knows how long it's going to be? Questionable. Tyrod Taylor, chest. He didn't even start.
And I don't think he's going to anymore.
No, yeah. What's the new guy's name? I don't even know what the hell his name is. But he did a pretty good job filling in right there. Actually, they were up on the Chiefs for a while. It was impressive.
Yeah, they played surprisingly well. I think that defense is actually a lot better than anybody thought it was going to be.
Then you got Paris Campbell, knee, and Will Fuller. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Didn't I mention that earlier? I was like, I said that he's always hurt, and good luck with that. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it at some point.
He catches one ball, and he's out for the year. Hamstring, so who knows how long that'll be. There were several other injuries. Those are some of the big ones. But, I mean, man, it was definitely preseason game two is what it looked like. All the injuries piling up.
Herbert, by the way.
Herbert. We were talking about. That's him. Herbert.
Just wanted to go back.
We are such professionals here at the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. All right, let's move into waiver wire pickups this week. We're going to try to help you guys out with some waiver wire pickups, and who better to listen to than us here at the Fantasy Fools? The two Fantasy Fools. All right, we got Mike Davis. He is the backup for Christian McCaffrey. If you don't already have him on your team, you should try to get him. He's probably going to be the main guy, right?
He should, yeah. And, I mean, McCaffrey wasn't having a year like he did last year, but he was still doing well. So, you know, definitely RB1. So, I don't know if this guy's going to step in and do as well, you know, because the team in general just isn't doing very good. So, I don't know if he's, but he's definitely, you know, going to be worth an ad.
I mean, he's a starting running back.
Yeah, he's a starting running back, and they're going down like flies, so, yeah.
And then, all right, here's the deal. With Saquon out, what are you going to do? Because you had Deion Lewis, who played. Wayne Gallman was not even active for week two. He was active for week one. And then, they're trying out Devonta Freeman today. So, out of those three, assuming that they pick up Freeman, who do you pick up?
I guess you would go with Freeman. If they bring him in, it's for a reason. But I don't know that he's going to have the same workload. You know, he's probably still good for 15 touches at least. But I don't know that he's going to be the workhorse. I guess it depends what he looks like to them, you know, and while he's working out for them. But I guess he's the guy, but I think it'll be more of a committee.
Let's say they don't sign him. So is it Gallman or is it Deion Lewis?
I would have said Gallman, but I don't know. Why was he inactive?
I don't know why he was inactive.
It was like a healthy scratch, right?
Yeah. So I mean, I would assume so, but who knows? He could have been. I guess if he was hurt, they would have put him on the injury report. Yeah, it's a tough situation over there.
But I guess I would say Freeman. Man. Lewis? And then Gallman?
Good luck on the waiver wires this week if you guys had Saquon. And that's you. Good luck.
Yeah, it was me. You know what? I'm in first place. It's not even going to get to me, so it doesn't even matter.
You got Daryl Henderson. Another pickup from the Rams over there. So Cam Akers also got hurt this week. And Malcolm Brown did really well week one, but it was Henderson week two. So is this a timeshare?
Another big question. Probably, yes.
Also, Corey Davis. So A.J. Brown did not play in week two, and he's questionable moving forward. Corey Davis, he got 9 points, I think. So, you know, I think the tight end's a better pickup if he's still available in your league out there. But
I mean, it depends what your team needs.
That's true. Yeah. Corey Davis, I think could be a good pickup for you. Also Russell Gage.
Yeah. Russell Gage is a good one. Atlanta, even though they can't win a game, are still scoring like mad. And both weeks, Russell Gage had some points. I think he's had more points than Julio Jones at this point.
He might have. I know Julio had a bad week. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, actually. But Atlanta, Matt Ryan, he's throwing, 400 yards a game or something?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Their offense is really great. They just can't win.
Traquan Smith. From the Saints right there. So do you pick him up? He had a decent game also in the absence of Michael Thomas.
He did. I don't know. I was talking to Jesse about this earlier, but I don't know how that guy isn't a better player in general. He's huge. He's like a beast. He's like he should be as good as Metcalf, and for some reason he's not. Those guys that are so big, like those huge receivers, I always feel like they should just be able to dominate, you know, and sometimes they just don't, and that's weird to me.
Yeah, we were watching the game, and he reminded us of DK Metcalf with just his size. But he was the leading receiver on New Orleans with 8 fantasy points. The Raiders somehow shut him down, but Drew Brees definitely was off on his throwing skills the other night. All right, and then. My favorite pickup of the week. I mean, I'm not going to pick him up. I don't need him. But Minshew Mania, man.
It's here. It's real. It's Minshew Mania.
Get the stash going. Gardner Minshew is showing the owners there at Jacksonville that, hey, we're not tanking, man. I'm taking this team to new levels. So I like it. I like it.
Yeah, he's an exciting guy to watch, I think. He's fun to watch. So, but their defense is not great.
No, their offense isn't even that great, but it's, you know, I was impressed.
Yeah, that's good.
So those are some people you can try to target on the waiver wire this week, depending on what you need. I think you need a defense also, right?
Yeah, I have the 49ers D, and yeah, their whole team is non-existent. So
if you know how to play football, go ahead and...
They're taking applications in San Francisco.
Exactly. but, you know, they still won. They still won. There's going to be a lot of running in San Francisco, I think, this year.
Yeah, there is.
Especially now with Jimmy Garoppolo out. All right, let's move on to the top fantasy players of last week. We're going to go over, by position, the top players, talk a little bit about what we think of them, and give you their lovely point value over the week. Starting with quarterback, so two quarterbacks tied for top points, and that was Josh Allen and Dak Prescott. What do you think about that?
Again, Dak Prescott was doing terribly, and Atlanta just...
I have him on my team. He was at -3 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, and then Atlanta decided to let the Cowboys back in the game, and Prescott just took off. So I think under normal circumstances, that probably wouldn't be possible, but because it was Atlanta, he ended up doing so well. I mean, he's good, but he's not that good. I think he's overrated, actually.
A lot of people think he's overrated, but as of right now, he is the number 5 quarterback in fantasy this year. You know who's number 2? Josh Allen. Yeah, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. They are, you know, doing pretty good. He had 29 points week 1, 44 week 2. He threw 417 yards and 4 touchdowns last week. I mean, that's Josh Allen's the real deal.
Yeah.
All right. Running back, Aaron Jones, 41 points. I know you like that one.
Dude, that was awesome. Like, I...
So it was what?
It was...
Awesome!
There it is.
Aaron Jones, a lot of people didn't like him coming into this year because they had drafted a running back, you know, but he is showing them and everyone, he's showing his team that he's not going to be replaced, and all the people that, you know, all the Aaron Jones deniers this year. I was really high on him still because he did really well last year and I knew he was going to do well again, even if they brought in the new guy. He's so good. There's no way they're going to just bench him just to bench him. I mean, I know that their coach doesn't make the best decisions, but he would get fired. If he benched Aaron Jones, he would get fired.
He got 18 attempts, 168 yards, 2 touchdowns, killing it. Now, he's playing New Orleans this coming week, which, you know, I saw some stat before this last week's game with the Raiders that New Orleans has held... I'm not sure if it was the whole team or a single running back to under 100 yards in the last 44 games.
I think it's the running game. I think they hold running backs to less than, to under 100.
So you think that Aaron Jones can break that streak this week?
Probably not. I think he'll go over 100 in combined rushing and receiving yards. He'll definitely go over 100 with combined yards, but I don't know that he'll run for 100. They looked pretty good, and they held Josh Jacobs to, what was it, 79 or 80 yards or something like that yesterday. And I do think Aaron Jones is a better runner than Jacobs, but it's just like they know it's going to all be Aaron Jones, you know, because Adams is hurt, so Aaron Jones is really the only threat, and those other two receivers are okay, but they're not nothing to, you know, have to double team or anything like that, so they can concentrate on the run. And so, yeah,
Yeah, I think he will go over 100 combined. He also had, he was 168 on the ground, 2 touchdowns. He was 68 in the air with 1 touchdown as well. So he had a killer week. Wide receiver Calvin Ridley, another one you like, 23 points for the week. He's on your team as well.
Yeah, what a great oh my god, he's doing so well. Like Kevin Ridley, I think he's gonna finish, well, for sure top 10 by the end of the season, for sure. I think that he is gonna outscore Julio Jones this year, and that's one of the reasons why I went after him. I could have taken, everybody knows I like going heavy, receiver heavy, and I could have had Julio Jones, and I decided that I would rather not draft Julio Jones and then take Calvin Ridley.
Seems like it's working for you so far. He had 7 receptions, 109 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Tight end, Tyler Higbee. All the people that were high on him got the payoff this week. 23 points for Higbee.
And you know what? I think it's going to keep going because it seems like last year it was Cooper Kupp that was getting all those passes, and now Higbee's the one getting them. So he kind of, you know, I think he stole a bunch of targets from Kupp.
Well, the thing is, he only had 5 targets. He had 5 receptions. He only had 54 yards, but he had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think last year those would have gone to Cooper Kupp. Like all that extra production that people expected from Kupp this year because he was getting it last year, I think now it's all going to Higbee.
And here at the Fantasy Fools, we also do kickers and defense because we want to give you guys the full team, you know?
But it's true.
I'm sure a lot of people are thinking that way. They don't care about kickers. You can actually just, you know, pick them up weekly. But last week, Young Hao Koo?
Who?
Exactly. 17 points.
He's the Atlanta kicker, so it makes sense. Yeah. Those guys score like crazy. So yeah, he's gonna keep doing his thing, you know, and he's gonna score a lot of points weekly.
Yeah, they kick a lot of field goals. And then defense, Baltimore defense had 16 points on the week, the number one defense, and they actually had a good week one with 18 points as well. So they got a good D over there in Baltimore. It's a good team altogether. All right, we're going to move on to a new segment this week called Face Plant of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you 2 names here, and you're going to tell me which one you're going to pick as our Face Plant of the Week.
Hit me.
All right, we got Julio Jones, who had 2 points.
Julio Jones, winner.
Or Emmanuel Sanders, who was playing in place of, not in place of, but he was playing for New Orleans with Michael Thomas out, who had 1 point.
You know what? Still easy. Still Julio Jones for me. Because when you draft Julio Jones, where you draft him, you expect wide receiver 1 numbers, you know? And so far, it hasn't paid off. And Emmanuel Sanders, he was drafted much, much later, 10th round or something, you know? And even when Michael Thomas being out, even with that, you would expect him to produce a little bit more, and you would hope for wide receiver 1 numbers, but that's not like a guarantee. You weren't drafting him thinking like, oh, maybe, you know, he's kind of like a good flex, I think. So Julio Jones is the winner or loser because much more is expected. Especially when they're scoring so many points. Like, that offense is firing on a lot of cylinders, and why isn't Julio Jones a part of it?
Julio, face plant of the week. It's a real tough week for all you out there. Saquon, McCaffrey, Julio. No one's producing. Unless you have Zeke on your team like I do.
Moving on.
All right. Moving on to matchup picks. and our new matchup picks this week. So last week, we picked our picks on who's going to win. We're going to go to matchups that are coming up in week three. So week three, a couple matchups. We have Raiders versus Patriots.
That's going to be a fun game. If the Raiders play like they did last night against New Orleans, then they absolutely have a chance to win and hopefully start getting taken seriously.
Yeah, I saw the power rankings today, and they are 11th. New Orleans is 8th, so they still didn't drop below the Raiders. But yeah, I think people, if they can beat New England and Belichick, then people will really start to take them seriously.
Also, like the coaching matchup there is going to be interesting because Gruden did a really good job in prepping for New Orleans. Like, he knew what he was doing, and he knew how he wanted to attack him. Waller was a big part of it, and he knew that, like, just going in, he knew he was going to do that, and it worked out perfectly. So it's going to be and now they're on a short week, you know, to prepare for New England. But I'm sure he's a coaching genius, and I think he's going to be ready for New England. But on the other side, so is Belichick. So this is going to be a fun game to watch, and we're going to see a lot of, I think, cool stuff happening in the game.
Do you think Waller is going to be used a lot in this game?
I think maybe he's going to, he will, but I think maybe he'll be like a decoy.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Gruden's going to go away from it. Or maybe Belichick thinks that's coming and Gruden's going to actually use him. I don't know.
That's why it's going to be a chess match, man. A chess match, and it's going to be really fun. I'm really excited to watch that game.
All right. Bengals versus the Eagles.
Wow.
0-2 versus 0-2.
If the Eagles don't win this, they are in a bad, bad spot. But if the Bengals win this, like, I kind of want them to, because then you finally, you know, get to see Joe Burrow.
It's going
to
be interesting with Burrow. I mean, the Bengals looked good, and the Eagles are looking bad. So it'll be interesting. But you're right. The Eagles need to...
This is a must win for the Eagles, but it's going to be... like, great for Burrow. He hasn't won yet, right? Burrow, they're 0-2. Yeah, so it would be great. It would be really fun to watch that guy win, and I hope they do, because it's the Eagles, so who cares?
Definitely not the game of the week, but yeah, I'm excited to see who wins that one. Cowboys versus Seahawks.
It's another good one.
Another good one, yeah.
Yeah, I think that the Cowboys will disappoint their fans, as per the usual, and I think Seattle is going to take it. Because, man, Russell Wilson is playing MVP caliber
letting
right
him cook.
Now, man. Yeah, they're letting him cook, and he is fucking cooking. He's got like 4 burners going, man, and he's looking really good.
You know, Dak looked really good this past game. Russ looks really good. I don't know that it's going to be that type of game, though. I think it might be a lot of running. But I agree. I think Seattle's gonna come away with the win. All right, Packers versus Saints.
Oh, man. Here we go.
That could
be
a high-scoring game right there.
It can be. It's really going to depend on the receivers in Green Bay. Like, I think the corners that the Saints have can shut those guys down. So it's going to be a lot of Aaron Jones, I think, but not running. I think it's going to be – he's going to have to catch a lot of passes.
I mean, Derek Carr this past week threw passes to 11 different guys. So if he can do it, I'm sure, Aaron can.
Well, not that Aaron can't. I just don't know about, like, those receivers, like, finally showed signs of life last week, but they were on the team all of last year, and they didn't produce anything, you know? So was it a fluky good week, or is there more good stuff to come out of those guys?
And here's the kicker. Davante Adams is injured, and Michael Thomas is injured. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, that's what I think. I think New Orleans has the edge. You know, I think they'll probably win. But I still expect another big game from Aaron Jones.
It's going to be a good game. One game that's going to be better than that, I think, is Monday Night Football. The Chiefs versus the Ravens.
This is going to be awesome. It's going to be such a good... Oh, man. I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I actually think the Ravens are going to win.
Yeah, actually, that's...
Lamar is looking real good this year.
And their defense. Their defense is looking good. So I think that you're right. I think the Ravens have a really good shot at winning. And because the Ravens' defense is better than the Chiefs' defense.
Yeah, and I just generally don't like the Chiefs anyway, so Raiders fan here. All right, those are the games coming up this week. We're going to move on to the matchup picks. So we're in a fantasy football league. We're in several fantasy football leagues, but our main league with all of our close friends over here, we do picks every week. So let's see how that went from last week. We had the Flying Piggies versus Missy's Menstrual Cycle. We both picked myself, Flying Piggies, to win, and we were correct.
Yay.
158 to 126. My team did really well, backed by Dak Prescott. All right, X Factor, 95 points versus El Mustachios, 95 points.
Both of you.
Both of you suck. We do not have fractionated points in our league, so we get ties like this, and it just adds to the flavor of everything. It's real fun. Two worst teams of the week, for sure. Two worst teams in the league. Coming on, yeah. Exactly. Versus Tottenham Hotspurs. I didn't even say. El Mustachios. We both picked El Mustachios to win. That last one. Coming on, yeah, Tottenham Hotspurs.
Are you surprised? Were you surprised by this one?
I wasn't. I picked Holly to win this last week.
I hoped that Holly would win, but then I looked at the matchup and I sadly did not have faith.
And she didn't only win, she whooped him 154 to 107.
Is it panic mode time for coming at Yeha?
It might be. You know, I there may possibly be something in my inbox for a trade right now from him. So we'll see.
Interesting.
So I got the win for that. You got a loss for that. And then finally, you in your end zone versus Spicy Pitos. I picked Spicy Pitos. You picked yourself, and you were correct.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks,
overall, everyone. Overall for the week, we were both 3 for 4, and we are both 5 for 8 season total. So this week, let's pick our picks. We have Flying Piggies versus the X Factor.
I'll go with the pigs.
I'm going to go with the pigs. I can't bet against myself at this point, right? the X Factor scored 95 points last week.
Yeah.
Coming on, Yaha versus El Mustachios.
Coming on, Yaha.
I think coming on, Yaha is going to take it as well. In your end zone versus Missy's Menstrual Cycle.
In your end zone, all the way.
I mean, I want to bet against you. And I will. Missy's Menstrual Cycle for the win. Spicy Pitos versus Tottenham Hotspurs.
Spicy Pitos.
I'm gonna go with Holly's team. I'm gonna go with Tottenham Hotspurs on this one. So maybe we can have some fun there and not be tied again next week. All right, and then the final segment of today is Balls to the Wall. This is where we pick our players for this week that are going to go balls to the wall. But first, we'll talk about last week. You had Aaron Rodgers for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns.
And I went short. He got 2 touchdowns and what, 240?
240 yards.
Yeah.
21 fantasy points.
Do I get a half point for that or something? Like, I almost had it.
Well, we don't really grade these. But
okay, yeah, but yeah, I get a half point. Yeah.
You won the week because... I said that Philip Rivers was going to go for 300 yards and 3 TDs.
Why wouldn't you say Philip Rivers?
He was not a top 5 quarterback at all. He had 214 yards and 1 touchdown, which wasn't anything to write home about. 10 fantasy points. All right, but this week, who's your pick for balls to the wall?
This week, my balls to the wall player is... Jerick McKinnon, running back, San Francisco 49ers. I like the matchup, and because their entire team is broken, he should get a ton of work.
And how many yards? How many touchdowns?
I'll say 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
All right, we'll check that next week. I'm going to go with Kyler Murray.
That's a good choice. I thought about Kyler Murray.
He's been doing good. Mm-hmm. But I think this is going to be the week where he just unloads.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, when my other person that I was thinking about was Hopkins.
Hopkins, and he's been doing okay too, but
yeah,
not great.
But you're right. You're right. They're due for like a huge week, and yeah. Who are they playing this week?
They are playing the Lions.
Oh, yeah. This is the week. Exactly. For sure. Good call.
So I'm going to go with 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. Also, 50 yards rushing and 1 touchdown on the ground.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. That's the balls to the wall. Pick up those guys if you don't have them because they're going to go crazy this week. Thanks everyone for listening to us here at the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. Remember, don't be fools like us.
That'll do, pig.